The country was just emerging from a recession 10 years ago when Stephen DeMari decided to start a popsicle business. The founder of the Hippo Gourmet Ice Pops, with 8 locations around Florida, told the Zest podcast producer Dalia Colon it was the perfect time.
I came out of school in 09, and it just was not like a lot of work back then. Like, the recession was kind of like getting really, really going. And so I was just working, saving up money, and I really wanted to open up like my own shop of some kind. I thought it was going to be a coffee shop. And anyway, happened to be sitting next to a stranger on a flight one day, and was telling her about all my like coffee shop plans. And she was like, man, you should make your own popsicles and have like homemade popsicles in the coffee shop, because Florida's so hot. And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, that's not very cool. Popsicles are kind of for kids. And she was like, no. They can be like fresh fruit and like herbs and spices. And so after thinking about it for a while, I was like, man, that would be really fun. And by the end of the flight, this like multi-year plan I had for my coffee shop like morphed into a plan for a popsicle store. And so, yeah, I convinced my parents to chip in a little bit of money, and I took all my savings and opened up a little shop. And as it turns out, the recession was like the perfect time to do it, because I had no credit and no business background, and yet I was able to like get a lease and like open, just because there was like so many places open for rent that couldn't rent because like the economy was so bad. And I just started making pops from fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and herbs, and just kept growing from there.
How did you begin? Because like, I'm familiar with, you know, Mexican styled paletas that are really popular in like Miami and California. So did you go and kind of research these ice pops?
No, I didn't. I just didn't have time. I wanted to. I did as much research as I could online, and then I'm like, I just got to start making these things. Mm-hmm. And everyone around me was a guinea pig back then. I guess they still are for different things. But
so, what are some flavor combinations you tried that did not work?
The most iconic one was, we did like a barbecue sweet potato popsicle once, and it was. It was accurate, and it was terrible.
That doesn't even so sound bad. Good.
So bad.
Oh, man. Okay, now what are some popular flavors that have worked out?
Yeah. We got some of those, too. Strawberry basil is one that's really fun. That's one of my favorite ones to show people that are kind of like new to the world of paletas, because it seems weird. Basil's supposed to be savory, but it's really delicious, and it's an easy one for people to step into. We've also had a lot of success with berry cheesecakes, so we kind of finally got like the dairy thing down, and we'll make like a fresh blueberry compote and swirl that with like some cheesecake, and that's really tasty. And
why do you think adults are turning to these types of treats?
I think that for a lot of people, there is some nostalgia in it, and I think like a lot of the foods that we grew up eating as kids, we turn into adults and we kind of realize like, oh, that's like not very good for me. When people can come across something like a popsicle where we're making it with fresh fruit and fresh herbs, and so it matches the types of food that people want to be putting in their bodies, and yet it also allows them to relive the nostalgia. Like, I think it's a really nice blend.
Okay, now whatever happened to the woman who sat next to you on the plane and gave you the idea? Did you ever reconnect with her?
I did. I sent her a message, I guess at this point it's like ages ago, but yeah, I sent her a message on LinkedIn, and we connected, and I was like, hey, this idea, this thing you told me, this became like a reality for me. And so it's just kind of like a thank you. And I haven't talked to her since then, but.
What did she say? What was her response?
I think she was happy, but she had a lot going on. She was a really like super busy person. She and her husband both, like, I think they had like a huge firm. And so I think she was like, that's great. Good luck.
That was the Zest podcast producer, Dalia Colon, speaking with Stephen DeMari of the Hippo Gourmet Ice Pops. Get his recipe for a strawberry lemonade ice pop at thezestpodcast.com.